terrifying stunt. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just explain this to you. Last weekend, I was demonstrating to the kids, right, a game I used to play when it was during the summer holidays.
Yeah.
Do you ever used to do this? You used to get a tennis ball, tennis racket, and whack the ball just over your house.
No.
Maybe in a tenement you were born up in, I don't know, you know, the streets of Glasgow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did. Richie, you would have done this, but you did
it
with the football.
With the cricket bats as well, yeah.
So what we're going to do is me, you and Richie are going to go out to Golden Square.
Yeah.
You might see there's nine tennis balls here.
I see that, yes.
We are in a 100, roughly a 100 foot high building.
Uh-huh.
Six floors.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to see if any of us can whack, get three balls each, whack a tennis ball over the building. Judging by how you just spilled tiny egg cup of water.
I don't know, but I'll give it a go.
Right, okay. We have to play this. This is seriously the legals.
Well, I mean, for starters, does David Tennant have any ability with a tennis racket?
This is the station's lawyer yesterday.
Fewer concerns if we knew that he could actually hit a ball in the direction that he wants to.
Cheeky.
Rather than it flying off in some random direction.
Cheeky.
And you've got
there are loads of windows here.
Well, I guess the other concern is, if David Tennant actually does have a lot of ability with a tennis racket, there's a good chance he could send that ball flying about 20 metres over the back of the Absolute Radio premises. So
unlikely.
God knows who could be walking through the back alley at that stage. And one added concern, construction workers out the side here. Who knows what could happen if a ball goes flying and they've got power tools pumping out some work at the time. So
if it does go over, hits a building site.
Any concerns that we've got about this activity?
The upshot is, you've seen the safety goggles.
Yeah.
We have to wear those as well.
We have to wear safety goggles. Yeah. What about all the other things he just mentioned? We're just disregarding them.
I don't worry about those.
Yeah,
things.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's a busy show. Here's David Tennant with the travel.
Absolute Radio travel.
With titanium internet security from Trend Micro.
One lane closed due to an accident on the M25 clockwise between Junction 9 Leatherhead and Junction 10 A3 Wisley Interchange. There are queues on the A13 Commercial Road westbound approaching the Rotherhithe Tunnel. In the West Midlands, there are two lanes closed with a vehicle fire on the M42 southbound at Junction 4 A34 Shirley. Derbyshire, the M1 northbound, has a lane closed on the entry slip road due to broken down lorry at Junction 29 Mansfield. In Hampshire, there's a lane closed with a van fire on the M27 westbound between Junction 2 A36 Romsey and Junction 1 A31 Cadnam. What's happening on the tubes, Maggie?
You want me now, do you?
Yeah, what's happening on the tubes?
Okay, tubes are fine, thanks.
More in 20 minutes. Keep up to date with the latest on the roads at absoluteradio.co.uk/travel.
We are the ones that have to deal with this next week after 10, David.
Absolute Radio Travel with Titan.